Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net, located on the beautiful campus of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. Well, our program today, we have a very special guest. In this time of economic need and development, we have the CEO of Chaikin Power Tools, Mr. Mark Chaikin, on our program, who's going to share with us his very exciting new tool that puts the power into the consumers in regards to their financial planning. Mark, welcome to the program.
Darrell, thank you for having me.
So, Mark, before we get started to talk about this very dynamic Chaikin Power Tool that you can have on your iPhone and on your computer, share with our audience a little bit about your background, your education, and how you came about to develop this tool.
Darrell, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, went to public high schools, and then was fortunate enough to be accepted at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. And spent 4 years at Brown, graduated with a degree in political science, and almost immediately found my way to the stock market. So I always like to say that I had one real job in life for a small business lending firm, and then I got involved in Wall Street in 1966, and I've never looked back. I've been involved with Wall Street ever since.
Now, the thing I want to stress to our listeners is that you started on Wall Street when you were 2 years old.
Three and a half,
okay.
You're very kind.
And you had a lot of great experience. I remember the company Instant. I worked at Dow Jones Financial News Services for quite some time, and I remember Instant was a very key player. What did you do at Instant?
I started a brokerage firm with a partner in Philadelphia called Bomar Securities in 1989. And our company was built around a workstation for portfolio managers and traders at large institutional investors. 3 years after we started the company in 1992, we sold to the Instant subsidiary of Reuters. At the time, Instant was on the cutting edge of the electronic trading revolution, and Instant was providing electronic access directly to institutional investors. Instant, when we sold to them, had $50 million in revenue, and we played a small part in growing the company to over $1 billion in revenue within 6 years. So it really was a wild ride and a very exciting time.
Explosive growth. And after the company was sold, did you stay on or did you move on to a new venture?
No, I stayed on for 6 years. The management contract that went along with the sale required that I stay for 3 years, but we were having so much fun, and I was able to segue into a completely different role at Instant, so it made it an awful lot of fun and gave me the incentive to stay on.
Very nice, very nice. And then after Instant, what did you do then?
Well, the last position I had at Instant was head of Instant Research. So I started up a 5-person quantitative research department, and we built quantitative models for our institutional investment clients, incorporating some of the analytics that were part of the Instant Research and Analytics workstation, which is what our product evolved into. After I left Instant, I took a year off, and then I started becoming interested in the late 1990s in providing some of these similar tools to individual investors. So I started what ended up being a 9-year odyssey, which resulted in the start of not Chaikin Power Tools, but that's the name of our website and our products, but Chaikin Stock Research, which is actually the parent company that I founded in 2009.
And the research, which was the, as you said, the beginning, is that when you first started to think about developing the Chaikin Power Tool?
It is. I had been using a whole series of analytic techniques to support our institutional customers going all the way back into the early 1970s. And the research that I did back then was primarily what's called technical analysis, which means looking at the price and volume patterns of individual stocks and of the market and trying to use them to help guide and predict
So as you were saying that the Chaikin Power Tools was developed during your time of launching your company, Chaikin Research. Is that correct?
That's correct. I started Chaikin Stock Research in 2009, but the Chaikin Power Gauge rating, the power rating that is the centerpiece of all of our products, basically is the synthesis of a 40-year career on Wall Street. So starting in 2000, I started thinking about the tools that I had been delivering to institutional investors and how I could eventually offer them to the average investor to help level the playing field. Because, Darrell, the professional investor has always had an edge.
Right.
It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
And the government can't do anything legislated away. Institutional investors have always had better information, better tools, and more importantly, they know how to use them. So if you're managing money at Fidelity or Vanguard or T. Rowe Price, you've got a Bloomberg terminal or you've got a Reuters terminal. And that immediately gives you an edge over the individual investors. The Internet has changed that, and now mobile devices like the iPhone and the iPad and the Android are changing it yet again. So I basically spent 9 years thinking and building a rating that the average investor could use that looks at the same factors that a professional investor looks at, but distills it down to a very simple but powerful red-green-yellow display, red being negative or bearish, green being positive or bullish, and yellow being neutral.
And the website where folks can go to download, to learn more about Chaikin Power Tools, but also I guess they can download the app right off of your website and go to the Apple App Store, correct?
They can. The website is called ChaikinPowerTools.com. And on the website, in addition to being able to download the iPhone app, and get directed to the Android store for the Android app, we've got a desktop widget which sits on either a Mac or a Windows desktop and gives investors access to the power ratings, the Chaikin power ratings on 5,000 stocks. All of these apps are free. The iPhone, Android, and desktop widget are free, and also on the website we have a web widget. So, Darrell, you could embed this web widget in your website, and someone who came there could type in a symbol like Apple or eBay and see the Chaikin Power Gauge rating. This is all available free, and we intend to continue to offer it to the individual investor because I think it's so important that they have a tool like this available to them.
And I think for our listeners, I'll spell that out as www.chaikinpowertools.com, Chaikin Power Tools. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an even easier way. We have been blessed with a wonderful staff, and we do search engine optimization. So if someone just types in Chaikin Power Tools in Google search engine, we typically come up number one for stock market apps or for iPhones. So even if I get the spelling wrong, we've done my people have done such a good job that we come up very high in iPhone apps. We come up number one, and just typing in Chaikin or Chaikin Power into Google will also get them there.
Well, you know, that's what really impressed me. I saw your presentation at the SIIA Investment Conference a couple weeks ago, and I'm in the audience, and I immediately downloaded the app and started to look at the stocks in my current portfolio that I watch on my iPhone, and immediately it recognized those stocks and immediately put them into the Chaikin Power Gauge. I was so impressed with that.
Well, thank you, Darrell, and of course, you were very exuberant about it in the question and answer and said, boy, this is great, and so everybody thought you were a plant. And I had to explain the fact that we had never met before.
No.
And that this was just your natural exuberance and reaction to our product, and I was very pleased about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You had quite a few of fellow former Wall Street colleagues in the audience as well.
There were, and what's interesting is that the professional investor...
So as we were talking, there were a number of former Wall Street information executives in the audience, and I think we were all sitting on our seats because we're thinking about all of the things that we could have benefited from during the 80s and the 90s when we didn't have those tools.
Well, interestingly, the Wall Street executives understand very well what we're doing, and in providing these kinds of tools to the individual investor, we are really leveling the playing field. And that's the response we've been getting from our users. We've had over 32,000 downloads of the Chaikin Power Tools app for the iPhone and Android since we released it in March of 2011. And we try and do a lot of surveys to get user feedback. And when I first started in this business, I was pretty arrogant and thought I knew all the answers. And in this new app world, it really is important to get feedback from the users, because I can think I've got the greatest product in the world, but if the user isn't happy and it's not filling his needs, then the product's not going to make it. And the fact that we've had 32,000 downloads and that we've tried to get feedback along the way has really resonated. And we've gotten a lot of feedback that says, basically, you've taken the stress out of investing. For the first time, I feel that I can do this without an advisor, without a broker. And that's really what we set out to do. So it's pretty satisfying to hear that kind of feedback, and that's driving the product and all the enhancements going forward.
One of the things that crossed my mind when I was sitting in the audience listening to your presentation was that the financial advisors or financial planners, you never really hear from them. They never come with any insight. And I've always said, why do I have them? And now for the first time, I believe that this tool will empower me to the point where I could say, you know what? I can do a self-directed IRA and guide this as I see fit. What are your thoughts in that regard?
I agree with most of that. I will say, though, that there are over 250,000 financial advisors in America, and some of them are very good. The problem is, the better an advisor is, the more clients he has. And the more clients he has, the less he has time to look at your holdings and interact with you. For people in my son's generation, in the 25 to 40 area, they don't have an advisor, Darrell. When I started out in the business, stockbroker was a trusted advisor, like your family doctor. Young kids coming out of college now, going into the workforce, or people in their 30s, have never had a stockbroker. They just opened an online account at one of the large online brokerage firms like Schwab or Fidelity or some of the specialized firms like Options Express or Trademonster. We're filling that void. We're the stockbroker they've never had. We're trying to be the trusted advisor who you can go to when you need a second opinion on a stock, or to find out more about something, or to get new ideas on stocks you haven't even been thinking about.
That is excellent. That is excellent. And explain the gauge to us. You got a red, yellow, and green. Let's talk about that for a second in regards to, if it's red, does it mean that you got to get out of that stock as soon as possible? How would one interpret that?
Let's start at the beginning. The gauge distills 20 factors that I back-tested out of a pool of over 200 factors. Some of them are value metrics that a Warren Buffett would look at. Some of them are momentum factors that someone like a Jim Cramer might look at, and others are sort of the stuff that the real Wall Street pros look at. It distills it all down into a rating. If the power gauge rating is red or bearish, that's a stock that's more likely to cause you pain over the next 6 months. And we just had a classic example of that with the action in Nike, the footwear manufacturer, last week. Nike has had a bearish power gauge rating for the better part of the last 6 months. What we tell our users is, if a stock has a bearish power gauge rating, get it out of your portfolio, find something else that we had a very compelling example of this last week, Darrell, in the action of the stock Nike, the footwear manufacturer. Nike has had a bearish power gauge rating for almost 6 months. The advice that we give to our users is if a stock has a power gauge rating and it turns bearish, just get it out of your portfolio. The power gauge rating is red. We like to say that the power gauge is like Visine for your portfolio. It helps get the red out. The reason this is important is that stocks with a bearish power gauge rating tend to underperform and present negative earnings surprises or negative news. So in the case of Nike, the reason the stock opened down 12 points on Friday last week was that they reported earnings that were under Wall Street estimates. It's what the pros call a negative earnings surprise. And that tends to happen much more often in stocks with a bearish power gauge rating. Second example of that is JCPenney. JCPenney in the retail sector has had a bearish power gauge rating for about 8 months. A couple of weeks ago, JCPenney opened down 15 or 20% because their CEO resigned. Bad things tend to happen to stocks with a bearish power gauge rating because the 20 factors the power gauge rating looks at tend to look under the surface to see what the analysts are seeing and what the analysts are saying about a stock. And that's the real hidden power of this, that the individual doesn't have to be the smartest person in the market. I'm not the smartest person in the market. The power gauge does the real analysis and heavy lifting for them and distills it down into a very simple gauge.
And, you know, I guess you might have remembered a product called the Professional Investor Report that Dow Jones had put out in, I guess that was the middle 90s. And basically what it did, it really just aggregated all of the search, all of the trading results, and it noticed it would tell you when it's trading out of its mean. It appears that what you have done is that you've taken this many steps further because of these the 20 characteristics that you focus on. And would one suggest that you use sentiment analysis as well within those 20 characteristics?
Well, where we use sentiment analysis is we look at what the insiders are doing. That's a classic sentiment indicator. If the insiders are buying, that's very positive. If the insiders are selling, that's negative sentiment. Mm-hmm. We look at what the analysts are doing. Are they raising or lowering their estimates? That tells you whether the analysts are getting increasingly bullish or bearish, and that's another sentiment indicator. But what we really have done here that's so powerful for the individual investor is to look at the market the way the professionals do. We're now taking this one step further is that we've gotten feedback from our users that say, okay, on a one-off basis, I know I can type in a symbol and get a power gauge rating. That's very useful. But once I've got a portfolio, how do I manage that portfolio? And this is now the next step in the evolution of Chaikin Stock Research and Chaikin Power Tools. We've created something called Portfolio Health Check, mm-hmm. which enables an individual to better manage his portfolio. And I should say that this is now a subscription product. It's very inexpensive, but as opposed to the apps, which have been free and will remain free, the Portfolio Health Check is a subscription product.
Very nice, very nice. And if you feel free to, well, what is the cost of the monthly subscription, or is it an annual subscription?
It's a monthly subscription with a one-week trial. It's $9.95 a month, and the annual subscription is $95. And we just introduced that a week ago, and we've already had a nice write-up in Barron's magazine in their electronic investor column this Saturday about the Portfolio Health Check and about Chaikin Stock Research. So we feel blessed that the public is finding out about this and that we actually may be able to end up with some happy investors at the end of this whole journey, which is the goal, obviously.
Of course, of course, of course. Now, is this a tool that one could use in conjunction with a Charles Schwab or Fidelity, or is it independent, completely independent of those tools?
it's complementary to those tools, because if someone has accumulated a portfolio of stocks, they still need a way to monitor the future potential. Most of the online brokerage firms do a wonderful job of telling you what's already happened.
Right.
We're now taking this one step further and saying, here's what's likely to happen, and here's how you can better position your portfolio to improve the performance in the future. And no one else is providing that kind of tool, and that's why we're so excited about this new portfolio health check product. As someone said, that's like taking my portfolio to the doctor every week. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. So what happens with the portfolio health check? I mean, you'll get different queries or notices during the trading day that something's going on with a particular stock in the portfolio?
No, Darrell, this is actually a weekly product. It's not for traders, although traders have started using it. It's for the longer-term investor, and once a week, the subscriber will get an email on Saturday that recaps everything that's happened to the stocks that he's entered into the product, and we'll also tell him whether his portfolio is positioned for success. In other words, we'll highlight the stocks that have bearish power gauge ratings and suggest that they look to perhaps swap them for other stocks with bullish ratings. We'll also highlight what's happened in the course of the week, which power gauge ratings have turned bullish, which have turned bearish on the stocks that the investor is following. So it's a weekly recap, but it also is completely focused on improving an investor's performance in the future. It's not just looking back, which is pretty easy to do. I mean, we used to say Monday morning quarterbacks are always victorious, but we're looking ahead based on the power gauge and the predictive power that has been demonstrated, and we're telling investors, here are the stocks that you need to focus on. These are the ones where you're at risk, and then suggesting potential swaps. But if all we do is to say, these are the stocks that could cause you pain, take a closer look. And by the way, here are some suggestions on how to change the composition of your portfolio, how to make the portfolio perform better over the next 6 months. That's our mission. That's what we've set out to do, and that's what we are doing.
Seems like this is such a natural for not only individuals, of course, but investor clubs. You know, when they come to their, my brother, I was telling him about it, and he's going to introduce this to his investor club, which consists of his son, his son-in-law, and I think a couple other gentlemen. But he was just like, wow, this is really good, because now if someone comes with a stock, we could put it into this power tool to see what the rating is. And then they have to really defend this rating.
Well, a big smile just went on my face, because this is exactly what we think the investors should be doing. If there are a lot of ways to find stocks. Peter Lynch at Fidelity used to say, who ran the Magellan Fund, used to say, find a stock that you're excited about and who makes a product that you use. Or if your wife shops at TJ Maxx or DSW, take a look. And you might hear about a stock on Cramer. Or your brother-in-law might tell you about a stock at a family July 4th picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Run
right.
it through the power gauge. If it has a bearish rating, take it off your radar screen. There are a lot of other stocks to buy. On the other hand, if it has a green or a bullish rating, now that's a stock you want to look more closely at. So it's almost like a filter. It's a lens that helps you filter your potential investments to focus on the ones with the highest probability of success.
And what about the yellow? Is that like a pause? Don't sell or don't buy. If you own it, you don't want to sell it. If you don't own it, you don't want to buy it. How would you classify that?
I couldn't sum it up better. That's exactly what yellow means. It's neutral. It means there's no clear-cut opinion. We back-tested the model on 10 years of data, and then we've got 18 months of real-world experience since January of 11 when we introduced our research reports. And in the back-test, the stocks with a bearish rating significantly underperform the stocks with a bullish rating. The neutral stocks are just that. There's no strong opinion one way or the other yet, but that could change, and that's where...
So you're saying that, and that's where it could change, where it's bullish or bearish, but if you own the stock, hold on to it, keep a close eye on it. But if you don't own the stock, certainly don't buy it if it's in that yellow neutral area.
That's correct, Darrell. The real edge in using Chaikin Power Tools is in eliminating the stocks that are bearish from your portfolio and concentrating your investments in stocks with a bullish rating, particularly those in strong industry groups. So if a stock has a neutral rating, if it's in a strong industry group, and the Chaikin Portfolio Health Check product focuses on the strong industry group. So if a stock in a strong industry group has a rating that goes from neutral to bullish, that's a very positive event. And if you're monitoring that stock in your Chaikin Power Tools app or in the Portfolio Health Check product, you'll know about that on Saturday morning, and you'll be prepared to take action the next week. And that's the thing that individual investors really need to do, that the professional does. The professional comes in on Monday morning, and he's ready. And we think that Chaikin Portfolio Health Check delivered to a subscriber's inbox on Saturday for less than $10 a month is going to prepare the average investor for the week to come and give him the tools, the information, and the action orientation to be successful. You can't be successful in the stock market by just sitting back and expecting good things to happen. You have to be proactive. But what we're saying is, instead of putting in hours and hours of research, let us help you be better at time management, better at what you do, by providing you with that edge that the professionals have always had. And that's what the Chaikin Power Gauge rating does, and that's what our new Portfolio Health Check product does for the individual investor.
You know, you said something at the conference. You said less than a cup of coffee, but when I do the math, that's less than the cost of a cup of coffee back in the 60s or the 50s. I mean, it's like 32 cents a day.
We price this to sell, you know, to use the parlance of Wall Street. We're trying to make this accessible to the individual investor. We've had people say, you're crazy to sell the product for such a low price. And my point of view is, yep, we could have been selling this for $50 a month or $100 a month, but that would have priced it out of the range of new investors coming out of college and some retired investors who really need their retirement income to live on. At less than $10 a month, one of my advisors said, why wouldn't I subscribe to it at that price?
Exactly.
If I can avoid one mistake a year. Let me put it a different way, Darrell. If I could help an investor avoid that one stock every year that blows up and destroys your portfolio performance, how much would that be worth? And what we're saying is, it's definitely worth $10 a month.
It's priceless. Priceless. Well, believe it or not, Mark, we are at the end of our segment here. And we're going to have you come back on the program.
Darrell, it would be my pleasure. This has been great. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this vision with your listeners, and I look forward to coming back.
Well, we are here with Mr. Mark Chaikin, the CEO of Chaikin Power Tools. I would urge all my listeners to please go to his website, www.chaikinpowertools.com. And Chaikin is spelled C-H-I-K-I-N, powertools.com. Thanks again, Mark, for coming on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up this week's program. Thank you for listening in. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the